All right, we will keep you updated on the weather. We're attuned to it, and we have all the resources in the newsroom keeping track of it, so we'll make sure you stay safe out there. Keep it right here. We will bring you the latest. Want to switch gears and bring in Steve Peterson. He is a longtime detective SWAT team member with the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office and a law enforcement professional. Steve, thank you so much for being with us.
You bet, John.
Hey, I wanted to get some perspective on the two searches that are going on. We spent a lot of time on this show talking about the VU search. He is the three-year-old in Manitowoc County, Two Rivers, actually. And Isaiah Kramer is the 16-year-old. VU has been missing since February 20th. Kramer since February 5th. It'll be 1 month tomorrow for the 16-year-old. You've been involved in these sort of cases. I guess to lump them together to begin with, what happens at this stage when someone... a child has been missing for multiple weeks. Tips are still coming in. How do you keep the intensity of the search where it needs to be?
Yeah, and both of these situations are certainly heartbreaking. And I know from past experience, and I know what's going on right now, is all the law enforcement agencies and even some non-law enforcement agencies that are assisting are 110% engaged. You know, when somebody goes missing... initially, there's lots of leads come in. There's interview of family members. There's interview of friends, people who last saw the missing. And there's also, as you know, a lot of media attention on that front end. But then what happens is when all viable leads, have been thoroughly investigated and nothing new is coming in, it's very frustrating for law enforcement. The attention seems to fade away, at least from the public perspective from it, because there's nothing new to report. But I think, especially in Manitowoc County, where they're doing that search, it seems that the sheriff's office up there is putting out information daily, or as best they can. At least it's coming out of, this is who's searching, this is where we checked yesterday, this is where we're going tomorrow. And, from a law enforcement investigator standpoint, it's heart-wrenching, it's heartbreaking, because we want to find these kids, and every single lead that comes in, no matter how small it may appear, is vetted till nothing pans out.
And I see that the Wisconsin National Guard and DNR are now joining the search. Is it because the police are maybe tired, taxed, or do they bring more specialty?
Well, they certainly bring the resources as human beings, and being able to comb some rural areas, if you will, that the best way to do it, you can have all the drones and aerial support in the world, but many times it takes people, bodies, to be worked in a particular area so they can say with a reasonable degree of certainty, we checked this area and nothing was found.
Steve, this is related to that. Hundreds of people come forward and they want to help. People who live in the community,
yep.
People who know the family, people who just want to do the right thing. How does law enforcement coordinate making sure they do it in a way that law enforcement can feel safe saying, yes, it was adequately and professionally searched without having to do all the actual searching themselves?
Sure. And generally what happens in those instances when the communities, there's that reach out from the folks in the community, there will be law enforcement officers basically commingled in with those volunteer searchers, and they're going to be there'll be many law enforcement officers with those civilian searchers, if you will. So they'll always be within an earshot, and the protocol always is if somebody is a civilian searcher is walking through an area and they see something, everybody stops, and then that information where that person is relayed to the law enforcement component that is there, and then they come and see what possibly has been found.
I want to be as sensitive as possible, but how difficult is it for law enforcement and civilians when they're doing a search and someone's been missing a month and you may not find them alive but may end up finding them?
Yeah, it's again. There's no other way for me to describe it. It's just heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. We certainly want a positive outcome, and it gets so frustrating when we're not coming up with anything. And just because the loved one has been missing long term does not make it less important, obviously, to the families, but also to law enforcement, the Centers for Exploited and Missing Children, and all the other community components that are involved in it. Like I said at the beginning, everybody's 110% engaged in this and just hoping for the best outcome possible.
And Elijah Vu, his mother has been charged with child neglect. That's all that they have for the charge right now. And so has her boyfriend, who allegedly was the last person to see Elijah alive. So do you think, as a detective, that they are looking at maybe some of the cell phone tracking to see the area that they should be focused on right now to search for Elijah?
Sure, Julia, I would think that that would have been, was or it had been done as a matter of course. There are several things that we can do right away on the front end. And I'll also say with the FBI being involved as well, you know, they bring a lot of not only just agents and support people coming in, but they bring a lot of resources as well. So I think everything is being done that can be done at this point.
Law enforcement expert Steve Peterson, we always appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much, Steve.
You bet, John. Have a good day.